Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Analyzing Business Trends with SQL. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Real-World Use Cases in the Data Analytics and SQL for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore writing SQL queries to extract business insights, analyzing sales and customer data trends, and a case study example of SQL in action. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to utilize SQL to retrieve and analyze relevant business data effectively, allowing you to make informed decisions based on data-driven insights. Main content: writing SQL queries to extract business insights. Structured query language, SQL, is the standard language for managing and manipulating databases. It provides a powerful toolset to retrieve and analyze data. To extract meaningful insights, you need to formulate effective SQL queries. A basic SQL query consists of several key components: the select statement, the from clause, and the where clause. For example, if you want to analyze sales data, you might write, "This query retrieves the product names and their corresponding sales amounts for all sales made since January 1, 2023. Additionally, SQL allows for aggregation functions, such as count, sum, avg, min, and max, to summarize data. For instance, to find the total sales amount for each product, you could use, "This query groups the sales data by product name and sums the sales amounts, providing you with a clear view of total sales for each product." Analyzing sales and customer data trends. Once you have extracted data, the next step is analyzing it to uncover trends. Data analysis involves looking for patterns, correlations, and insights that can drive business decisions. Let's consider an example where you want to analyze customer purchasing behavior over time. You might look at monthly sales data to identify peak purchasing periods. A query to find monthly sales could look like this. This SQL statement will group sales by month, giving you a monthly total that can help in understanding which times of the year generate the most revenue. Furthermore, analyzing customer data can provide insights into demographic trends. If you have customer information in a separate table, you can join it with your sales data to analyze how different segments perform. Here's an example of a join query. This query combines sales data with customer segments, enabling you to see how much sales each segment contributes to your overall revenue. Case study example of SQL in action. To solidify your understanding, let's look at a practical case study. Imagine a retail business that has been experiencing fluctuating sales. The management wants to understand the impact of promotional campaigns on sales performance. You extract the sales data before, during, and after the promotional campaigns. Your SQL query might look like this. This analysis helps to determine whether the campaigns effectively increased sales. If you find that sales significantly increased during the campaign periods compared to previous months, you could conclude that promotions positively impact sales. For a more detailed analysis, you could visualize the results using charts. This can help in clearly communicating trends and patterns to stakeholders. For instance, plotting total sales before, during, and after the campaigns can illustrate the effectiveness of marketing efforts visually. Consider using tools like Excel or Tableau to create these visualizations, which complement your SQL data analysis. Using SQL not only allows you to extract and analyze data, but also empowers you to make informed decisions that directly affect your business strategy. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored how to write SQL queries to extract business insights, analyzed sales and customer data trends, and reviewed a case study example showcasing SQL in action. By utilizing SQL effectively, you can retrieve and analyze relevant business data, enabling data-driven decisions that can enhance your business performance. As we move forward, you will continue to build upon these skills and apply them to more complex data scenarios. Reflection questions: how can you utilize SQL queries to improve the accuracy of your business insights? What specific patterns in sales data could indicate areas for business growth? Can you identify a situation in your work where SQL could help analyze trends or performance metrics?